Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Quick, a pop quiz today, and a little fun, I hope. Who was the president who proclaimed the third Sunday of July would be celebrated as National Ice Cream Day? We'll have the answer in a moment, but first, this bit of dairy treat trivia on consumer preferences.
The top flavors are somewhat not that unusual, but top five flavors in sales are vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream, strawberry, and then chocolate mint chip.
Carrie Fry with the International Dairy Foods Association with that tidbit and this answer to our quiz.
This was actually set in stone by President Ronald Reagan in 1984 when he designated July as National Ice Cream Month, and particularly the third Sunday of July, National Ice Cream Day.
And that would be this Sunday, the 19th. Some ice cream shops are hosting special deals. Their association hosts an annual ice cream flavor competition. This year, some new top flavors, German chocolate cake, black raspberry crunch sundae cone, and Hawaiian wedding cake.
And even beverage flavors are getting in the mix. Refreshing lemonade, sweet tea, and hot chocolate are some of the feature ice cream flavors that you might see in the supermarket or at your ice cream store.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Carrie Fry with the International Dairy Foods Association with a tip on ice cream storage at home to keep it fresher longer.
If you're not eating your ice cream that quickly, put a little bit of saran wrap down and press it onto the ice cream and then put the cover on. And that will help with less freezer burn or ice crystals getting in the top of your ice cream.
About 10% of all milk produced goes into frozen dairy products, and based on 2013 figures, that seems to be going strong.
We were producing in the U.S. 1.53 billion gallons of ice cream and frozen desserts, like frozen yogurt, sherbet, and water ice.
And of course, we consumers need to do our share to keep the industry healthy.
Average consumption per year is 22 pounds of ice cream. And that equates to about 38.5 pints of ice cream per capita a year.
So we better get busy. Again, National Ice Cream Day this Sunday. Enjoy. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.